Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the Intel Builders Summit in The Hague, Netherlands, and I'm excited to be joined by Nick St. Pierre, VP of an Office of the CTO at Sandvine.
Hi, Allison.
So, Nick, this is your second time on the program. Why don't you reintroduce yourself to the audience and talk a little bit about Sandvine?
Sure. So I'm Vice President of the Office of the Chief Technology Officer at Sandvine. So my core responsibilities are really looking ahead 18 to 24 months, technologies that we feel we need to get into. Virtualization has been one of those. 3GPP, network service header, traffic steering, all of these interesting things that bubble up that I foresee our company will need to leverage.
Now, Sandvine's been on Chip Chat a couple of times. Why don't you remind the audience the specific areas of network transformation that you guys are aiming your technology investment?
Sure. So last year at this time, we were in Dusseldorf, and we talked about the terabit test that we had conducted with Intel and Dell that had allowed us to push the throughput tests of our VNF, our policy traffic switch, to a terabit. And then back in the big telecom event this past summer, we demonstrated some EPA or Intel Enhanced Platform Awareness and how that allowed us to really focus on launching our services with platform awareness on Intel and FVI, and how it enabled really our customers to do so smartly.
Now, I know that you've been making progress with your customers in terms of the solutions you're offering. Can you tell me a little bit about where we are today versus where we were maybe back in Dusseldorf?
Sure. So one thing that's happened to the Intel Network Builder Program is the ability now to do independent testing. So EANTC this morning at the Network Builder Summit demonstrated some of their test results of the Sandvine traffic steering engine. The traffic steering engine was really a lesson learned from last year, where we had deployed at such a scale that there was really nothing on the market that allowed us to balance traffic properly, steer traffic properly through these types of VNF at that scale. And to do so really at the level that we've been doing on hardware for the past 10 years. And because everything is moving to virtualization, we developed this traffic steering engine, and then through Intel Network Builder Program, enlisted EANTC in Berlin to do functional use case and throughput tests.
Now, tell me what kind of use cases in virtual networks are requiring that traffic steering capability.
Right, so we've talked for a number of years on service function chaining. The appeal there is having the data plane traffic traverse service functions, or those are applications that may, for example, serve as firewalls or content filtering or optimization. And to do so in a manner where each function receiving traffic understands where it needs to forward it next. The opposite of that is having to constantly go back into, for example, a routing engine or a forwarding engine that subsequently re-forwards the traffic to yet another service function. With capabilities found in NSH, for example, network service headers, if your service function now can read that header and understand where traffic is coming from and where it needs to go, it really simplifies scaling each one of these functions because you're not constantly going back into your routing plane, and each function now can grow separately. So each firewall function, for example, can grow with the capacity requirement for firewall and not of the entire traffic. The other part of this is the ability to balance traffic properly. So once you understand which functions traffic needs to traverse, scaling up or scaling out these functions becomes very important. So you want to have scale for the traffic present, but just having scale isn't sufficient. What you need is the ability to either understand which traffic flow needs to go to each individual nodes within those services. So if we're talking about a stateful firewall, you want a subscriber traffic to traverse the same node of that firewall so that all the rules or all the mitigation that takes place there doesn't need to be duplicated over and over and over again. So that's what we're demonstrating with traffic steering engine. It really combines both service chaining with NSH, but also smart load balancing that can look into carrier tunnels like GTPU, for example, in the wireless environment or mobile environment, and understand which specific core or specific VM within a node of the service chain the traffic needs to get to. So it gets a bit convoluted, but it's all things that have been done at the NPU level for years. And now there's a requirement to do this in the virtual space.
Samvine is a great example of a company working with a number of different partners to deliver solutions to the marketplace, kind of the rally call of the virtual network ecosystem. Tell me a little bit about why that's so critical and how open standards play here.
I would say the nice thing about standards is there's lots to choose from. The important thing is knowing which partners are in that group and that can support you and can accelerate your deployment and development. So Intel is one of those. So the Intel Network Builder, both as a partner, that Samvine is, but also as an end user. So some of our customers, the carriers, the mobile operators, are end users of the Intel Network Builder. So we find ourselves in a trifecta where the common link between us, our customers, and a virtual world is Intel. So having that as a sort of linchpin of our virtualization efforts is really good. It really accelerates both the understanding from both customer and vendor that there are standards that are supported by us, but also by our microarchitecture vendor. That really simplifies selection. It simplifies benchmarking, understanding reference platforms, and so on.
Nick, when you take a look at where you are with the solutions you're offering in market, and when you think about how you're engaging with carriers, tell me a little bit about where that's at and where you want to be next year when we're back at this conference in another city in Europe.
If I just look back 2 years ago, as a company, we committed to virtualization. Last year, we sort of broke records in throughput. This year, we're really looking ahead at commercialization and what's required toolset-wise. So when it comes to our customers, the majority of them are either in the selection process of their NFV infrastructure or have already done so and they've chosen their partners. Some of them are still in that process and we continually help them steer them into solution sets that we feel can support our platform. So the common understanding right now is regardless of the NFVI provider, the silicon and the microarchitecture tends to be Intel-based. The open stack phenomenon is present everywhere, either under that name or whoever is using it within their commercial products. So having a good understanding of open stack, of Nova, of Neutron, of OVS, Open vSwitch is really something that everybody today focuses on. And lastly, it's about scale, having the right orchestration to provide SLAs at scale, being able to deliver the platform and to maintain it at scale is really the challenges, I think, for the next 12 months. So I expect next year when we meet again, we'll be talking a lot more about that and what we've accomplished in the 12 months.
So Nick, one final question for you. I'm sure that we've piqued some interest from people listening online. Where can they find out more information about the products that you're delivering and more about the company?
Sure. So Samvine's website is at samvine.com. So all of our white papers and solution sets and use cases are there, as well as success stories with some of our customers. And also on the Intel Network Builder site, both end users like carriers, for example, and partners like ourselves have our entire portfolio detailed and all of the feature set that we use, such as EPA or the Open Network Platform I described there, and other tools like DPDK.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being back on the program. It's always a pleasure.
Always. Thank you.